Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! Yay! So excited to be here. First of all, you know the routine. Tell us where you're from. So you light up your part of the grid. And, I keep getting more and more information just as the importance of doing that. That there's something big. I don't know what we're doing, but apparently we're doing something when we do that every time. So
Well,
light up.
it connects
Ping,
us, you
ping,
know?
count.
It connects us. We're no different from
Yeah,
each other. It just is a way to
exactly.
connect. And I'm sure there's way more than that, but that's such a special part just in itself. So,
Absolutely, yeah.
yeah.
Yes.
So, anyways, if you guys would like to comment, please do. If you are watching on Facebook, we decided it's probably best if you're opening that up to its full screen and not just watching it in the feed, so that you can actually, hopefully, your comments will get through. We're just starting to see some comments come through now. So if everybody could just get on there and comment, and we make sure we got all the connection. Oh,
Yeah, then we'll know. Yeah, check, check, check.
yeah, then
Okay.
we'll know. And we got
Yeah.
Tiffany, who's moderating those comments. And if you have questions for us, then you just put Tiffany in capital letters and then ask your question. And that way she it grabs her attention. Like, who doesn't want to see their name in capital letters? So that'll grab her attention. So just write your questions in there. What would you like us to talk about today? What kind of questions do you have? We like to see what's going on for you guys. So I don't
Sure.
know.
Now, so
The
what?
comment that came in was crackheads. I think that means us, but that's okay. Oh my gosh.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
Energy update. So as you guys know, we talked about a little bit last week that we are kind of heading into that Mercury in retrograde. So that's coming up on officially, I believe, either
13th.
night. Yeah, the 13th of December is what it says. Depending on who you're listening to, some say the 12th through the
Okay.
1st of January. So we're in the shadow of this business. So basically, you guys, it's an easy time to get through. If you know what's going on, it just makes it easier. Your phone calls might drop. Your text message might not go through. Just make sure it does. I had that happen earlier today. I sent a text message, and luckily I was looking to, because I could see the little dots moving, so I knew somebody was writing back, and then it showed me mine didn't go through. I'm like, that's
Oh.
interesting. Mercury. And so, you just spend a little bit more time paying attention to the little details. After meeting
Details.
some
Yeah.
for coffee, make sure you're meeting at the same address, so you're not sitting at different coffee shops, that kind of thing. But really, I have a cat that's howling through the house. So you guys might, do you hear him?
Huh?
Oh, he is so loud. Oh, now he
A
stopped
good
because
microphone.
we're talking about him. Yeah,
Here.
nice sound canceling. That's worth paying extra for. Anyways, so yeah, just paying attention to that kind of stuff. Now, what else is the energy doing? We're in the Sagittarian energy right now. So
Meaning.
it's kind of that personality type, like wherever that is in your chart, that's going to start coming up. And so I took some notes here to kind of help everybody. We're going to be looking at belief systems. What do you believe? Now, again, that's going to be falling in whatever house it falls in into your chart. You have 12 houses. If you don't know what the houses are, Google that. It'll tell you what the houses are. If you don't know where it falls in your house, do a chart online, see where the Sagittarius stuff falls in your chart. So basically, you're going to be looking at your belief systems in these areas. You're going to be playing in that, the Sagittarians I know usually pretty spontaneous people are. They like change. They like things changing. So things might be changing. You might be seeing yourself getting bored with something and wanting to move on to something else. And one of the notes that I took here is that we are going to be looking for what is right for us and what is wrong for us. So our truths are coming up. It's our connection with our spirit. With our God self, with our God, however you want to word that, your source, what's your connection like with it? And you're really going to start having breakthroughs with the construct, the belief systems, the programming. You're going to start probably venturing off and seeing, hey, this video keeps popping up for me, and you'll play it, and it'll give you this breakthrough and aha moment, and you let go of old belief systems, you know. And we see that a lot in the sessions where we start really breaking things down, and somebody will be like, well, no, this always happens. It's like, it always happens. Mm-hmm. Well, it happens. Yeah. Sometimes. Well, what does that mean when that happens? Mm-hmm. So we got to figure out, what does it mean? That's why it's showing up. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, just go into the deep dive. When things are showing up for you, go into the deep dive. What does that mean to me? Inform me when that's showing up. Why am I reacting to it? Do I believe that still to be true, or am I ready to believe for something different? And we get to create it. It's so fascinating when you can really think about how we can recreate, create, have the same of what we've had. We can do all kinds of things to change things up. But one thing I do know is it's probably not going to change unless you do something different to change it.
What do they say, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, but all constantly doing the same thing, but expecting different results?
Yeah.
Yeah. We, you know, when you repeat something enough, then know that that's okay. This is the result from that. Okay. Yeah. You know what that creates. So now if you want something different, then do something different.
Yeah. Somebody told me one time years ago, I think it was when I was working in my first job and I just hated it. And wisdom came across my plate, and I can't remember who said it, but they said, well, God's not interested in changing your situation. God's interested in changing you. So figure out why you're in that situation, and then the situation can change.
It will automatically change.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it all has to change before I can blah, blah, blah. No, you change, then your whole world changes.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole world, meaning the bubble that you're in, your environment, everything around you, and really that is your world.
Really is.
Yeah.
I mean, the more we talk about it, the more it just sinks in and sinks in and sinks in. It's like, it's so real.
Mm-hmm.
Everything around us is showing us who we are, where we're at. It's giving us messages. And of course, it's mirroring to us. So do you like it? Do you not like it? What don't you like? Change it. That's what we got. Okay, so I want to see a lot more of where you're from coming up on this chat over here on my side, so that we can bring Tiffins in to come in and tell us all about it.
Yeah, so, that's where you're from. I'm trying to get us even there, Tracy.
Does it help if
you sit up? You're like over here, and I'm like, oh,
I gotta move forward. You'll be like, dang it, I gotta adjust it again. Yeah, sit still. Oh my gosh, that's funny. So that's what I have for the energy updates, is we are going through just some reflection. We're going to be in Mercury in retrograde. What better time to reflect on all of this stuff, the belief systems and the constructs and the way things are going.
Isn't that the right?
That's Mercury in retrograde right there.
Isn't that what the retrogrades are about? It's like, okay, whatever you're supposed to learn. When you were going through these houses or these signs are going through these houses, we want to learn certain things. And then it's like, okay, when it's a retrograde, it's like, okay, there's some more we want to get. So it's like, we're going to go back through just so we can get all of it.
Yeah, we do. We're kind of crazy like that. We want to get all the information.
Everything.
You know, you guys talk to us a lot. You ask us a lot about New Earth and 5D, how do we get there? How do we get there? I mean, this is it. We're not going to be in a fifth dimensional reality if we're still holding on to old belief systems and fear and judgment and all the things, right? So
exactly. And this is it. I mean, I know you might be wanting some great, big, mystical, complicated answer, but it really is as simple. We've been giving you the secrets every week. For months and years, whatever, you know, because it really is simple, and you live it, you live what you believe, and you believe, I mean, everything's in alignment. That's what it's, you know, you've got to be there, but it all comes down to your beliefs. Like you said, yeah, it's, you can't hold on to these old worn out modes of belief systems and fears and all those things and expect to be moving on. It just won't happen. You're hanging on to the 3D when you do that.
And you can't hang on to other people and what you want for their path either. Because you're just holding yourself back, and you might be holding them back too.
Well, you're making a grand assumption when you're, oh, wait a minute, you got to come. You're making an assumption that they're not, and everybody's on their own path. We've got to let everybody do their own thing. And it could be that that person is waiting for you to do your thing, to give them permission to do their thing. So it's like, as long as you're holding back, then everybody's holding back. So we don't know all the circumstances here. We don't know that big picture. So do you the best you can, and then everything else takes care of itself.
Absolutely. Get in there, Julia. Say it. Get in there. No. It's so true, though. It's like we want to think that, okay, I've learned all these things. Oh, now I want to teach it to everybody. We talked about this a few weeks ago. And it's true. We do. We want to share it. And sharing it's a good thing. But it is, everybody's always talking about the ego, right? The ego. Well, the ego is the thing that's saying that somebody else isn't where they're supposed to be. That is ego. You think you got something to share with them? That's your ego. They are on their path and doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And anything, you know, we trust that. We know it's to be true. And, you know, so many people, I talked to a guy today that he was on the beautiful path of awakening and discovering so many things about himself and healing his body. And I said something about his partner. I was like, well, she should go do something like that with you. And he's like, oh, no, she doesn't believe in any of that. And it's like, oh, and that's okay. You know, that was okay. And a lot of us experience that. I know when I was married, I was on this path and my husband wasn't, you know, and he had his own thing going on. And it's okay that family members or other people don't carry the same belief system, as long as you're not judging them for it. And hopefully they're not judging you for it either. And you can just...
It's on them if they are. I mean, that's their journey. It doesn't have to be your journey if there is judgment on their part for you. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah. Now, do you, and enjoy it and have fun. And that's going to be the best thing you can do. All right. Should we see where everybody's from? I think we got it.
We should. And go from there. Probably got enough. We've got some things happening. We've done enough time here. We've been doing this, so we have people getting in there.
Everybody, get in there.
Tell us we've been getting some questions.
And ask Tiffany questions. She'll ask them to us. We'll get to as many as we can. All right.
We have a lot from the UK. We have Kansas, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Australia, Miami Beach.
Cool.
Sorry, Georgia, Montana, California, Canada, Oregon, Illinois, Oklahoma, some more Australia, Maryland, another Georgia, another Florida, Indiana, California, London Town, Canada, Barbados.
Okay.
Colorado, New Zealand, South Florida, Louisiana, Massachusetts, California.
That's wonderful.
I'm watching or listening to her read them, and I'm just seeing everybody's just getting in there and posting so much. It's good.
That's so cool. So cool. I haven't heard Arkansas or Texas.
There's a Nashville since I didn't see that. Wisconsin, New Jersey. Let's see. Ireland. There's a Texas. There's a Texas.
You're not alone. Oh, there's a Texas. So where's Arkansas? Come on, Arkansas. Come on.
Ohio, New York, Arkansas. There's an Arkansas.
Woo, right.
And then Brazil.
Brazil. All right. That's amazing. See, you're not alone, guys. You're not alone. I know you might feel like it, but you're not. Look at this.
I kind of want to hear Tiffany say Brazil again.
Brazil. Go for it, Tiffany.
Scotland.
Brazil.
Scotland. Okay, that's where Tiffany wants to go.
Yeah, that would be a fun trip.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Absolutely. All right. So Do we have questions yet, or do we need to create some more topic before that happens?
Let's see. We could, yeah. Okay. Ellie is asking, I'd like to know what everyone's thoughts are on the upside to stubbornness. Is there a way to work with it positively? Thanks and much love.
I like it.
Upside, yeah. The upside to stubbornness.
There's an upside to everything.
Absolutely. The first word that came to me was tenacity.
Yeah.
You know, you stick with something and you see it through. That's a positive, very positive thing. And it might be, you know, you're just so stubborn, you won't let go, you won't give up, you know, you're staying in it.
Yeah. And, you know, if something's right for you and somebody's trying to change your mind about it, I think that's positive that you're not swaying in how you feel, or you're standing your ground with that. So, yeah, stubbornness has its perks, that's for sure. Yeah, I've worked on projects where there's probably times where I should have just set everything down and walked away. And I'm like, no, I'm too stubborn. I'm going to get this done and push through. Because I know that once I walk away from something, it takes me a while to get back to it. So if I'm stubborn enough to stick with it, then I can get it finished. And I like to finish what I start. So I like stubbornness in some areas. Yeah.
I think it's how you want to look at it. How you know, there's stubborn where it blocks things, you know, there might be stubborn behavior that just, it won't bend to anything. And so then it really stops progress. And that might be what you're talking about here. I don't know. But to me, it's like, there's, I think it, like you're Tracy, it's like you're, you know, you're standing steadfast and finishing, you're going through. So look at it that way, maybe, as you're sticking with your thoughts and ideals and, you know, but I keep wanting to say out there, though, make sure you look at all of the, you know, look at all of the angles, maybe look at everybody's point of view and make sure that's where you still want to stand. You know, I mean, if you're solid with it, stay solid with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be stubborn just to be in spite of something else. Mm-hmm. But if you really, truly feel a certain way, then that's, yeah, stay with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like it. All right, what else? What else you got for us, Tiffany?
Let's see here. Can you please speak into boundaries? There are so many beliefs around it.
Beliefs around
boundaries?
On boundaries, but what beliefs are around on boundaries? That's interesting. Boundaries are interesting because as spiritual workers, you know, the thing, a lot of times it's like we have to, you know, that can be tough because sometimes we feel like, oh, if I'm setting boundaries, that means I'm being mean, and spiritual people are not mean. I'm love and all this. And it's like, you know, so that's where I feel like some of that might be misinterpreted. Boundaries is a form of self-love. It's, this is who I am, and this is what I will allow. You know, it's like some people want to push themselves. You know, it's like they love to encroach.
Yeah, there are some people that don't respect boundaries, and they're there for a reason, because we need to be firmer in our boundaries.
To be stubborn and steadfast.
That's right. Yeah, like I think we've all probably had that friend or relative that takes advantage and takes advantage and takes advantage. And they're doing that because you have some agreement with them. You keep pushing me so that I'll set those boundaries and take care of myself.
Exactly. I will finally say enough. And that's what you want. And if you find yourself in that, that's exactly what you'd set it up so that you would do that for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you might even test it several thousand times. To make sure it's solid.
I only laugh because I think that's true. I probably don't.
I mean, really, don't we?
Let's see. This is time 999. I need one more.
Yeah, just to make sure. I really.
I'm just gonna let you slide on that one more time, and let's see if it goes again. But yeah, boundaries. I think boundaries are necessary because We're all working with belief systems. We're all working with our constructs and what is it that's going to make me me, and what makes Julia Julia is different than what makes Tracy Tracy. So if I don't have my boundaries and she doesn't have her boundaries, the lines get blurred. The codependency starts. I call her every day. She has to give me advice all the time. Should I stop doing that?
I was going to say, what's new, what's different?
What's different? Julia's got to quit answering the phone. She's got to set that boundary.
Oh, it's Tracy. Forget it.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to tell me another story and another problem. I don't need that.
That doesn't
anymore.
Happen, guys. Just so you know, it doesn't happen.
But yeah, that would be an example, though.
And I wouldn't do that. She, yeah. Yeah. I love Tracy.
She would ignore me.
What? I would ignore you?
You wouldn't ignore me.
Oh, I wouldn't ignore you. No. Yeah. I answer the phone.
To be truthful, she answers the phone, goes, hold on, let me get Jenny.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, she, you know, it's something that Jenny needs to be involved in. So.
Yeah. So you guys, it is good to have your boundaries. And I don't think that, I wouldn't think that you would have too many boundaries. That's probably where we get into that idea of stubborn. Like somebody's just being stubborn, but is somebody being stubborn, or is it that you're just feeling that because you didn't get your way? So it's like, you got to look at what's really going on. And so, yeah.
Okay. Let's look at this from the other side. When someone else has set a boundary and you know, it's like you apparently hit something and they were like, they said it. And it was like, I mean, that was startling the first time. I mean, when it was noticeable, somebody I know did that to me and I was like, whoa. Oh, and it bothered me at first. It was like, oh my gosh, what are they mad at me? What's going on? I don't understand. Then I realized, oh no, they were just setting a boundary. They're showing me how to set boundaries because I wasn't. At that point, I don't know if I'm any better now, but I wasn't any good at it at that point. So it was establishing.
I would say.
Each by example.
I'd say we both have grown in that because we're people pleasers. We're healers. We all want everybody to like us, right? So it's a little hard to set a boundary when someone's asking for something. But I have, there's a certain time of day that I try to wind down. We have dinner. It's just my time for some TV.
That's when I call her.
Relaxing. It's not. And by the way, Julia is 2 hours ahead of me, so she's probably already in bed. Anyways, but when people call me during that time, I don't answer. That's my boundary.
Yeah. And it's okay. It really is okay not to answer.
Yeah. And so that's what, and I used to answer, oh my God, someone's calling. And then it would be 2 hours later and I'd get off the phone and I didn't get to wind down.
Yeah.
You know, and I love my friends, but I also need to have downtime.
You need that space. You need that. That's taking care of you. There's something just came in when you were talking about the answering the phone. I think maybe this is something that, and really, guys, I'm not being judgmental here at all, but I want you to understand there is a generational thing that's happening. I mean, we have had such technological advancements that there really are dynamics that are different. Tracy and I remember when we had rotary phones, right?
Lines, rotary phones.
Rotary phones, or even just phones that, you know, and not even answering machines. I was before answering machines.
Yeah.
Anyway, and if you weren't there, if you weren't home and the phone rang and you were not there to get it, what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing. The person might
call it back. That's the other thing. It could ring forever, by the way, you guys. You could just sit there for 10 minutes letting a phone ring.
Yeah, and it would just ring. And it really wasn't a crime if you, or let's say you were busy, you were doing something, and the phone's clear on the other side of the house, because they were in one section of the house, one room maybe, and they didn't travel with you. And let's say you just didn't get to it in time, and you missed that call.
And you wouldn't know who called either.
No, had no idea who called. What would you do?
Nothing.
So it's like This is a different world now where we carry these things with us all the time and we think we have to answer it because it rang or somebody texted, so I have to get right on. These movies, they show the phone ringing and they're in the middle of something big, focused and concentrated during the phone rings. And it's like, don't answer it. You don't have to answer that thing.
Yeah, that's where they need boundaries.
Anyway, I just want you to know, I mean, the younger generations have only known these phones, these new things.
You know what?
It
makes me think of something funny because anybody in the house would answer the phone. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. Yeah. Like, if you were the closest one to the phone, you answered it.
When we first moved here, an 8-party line. So it could be anybody on the road answering the phone.
Right. They pick it up and you're on the phone talking. They can sit there and mm-hmm. listen.
Yeah, absolutely. But
in today's day and age, if my phone rang and I asked one of the kids to pick it up, they would freak out and be like, what do you mean pick it up? Answer the phone. It's like, but it's your phone. Well, never mind. It went to voicemail now. It's like the idea of answering somebody else's call is like off limits. You don't do
that. Taboo.
Anyway, so
text messages. Well, it is, but I just want that. So I don't know that's, I just want you to understand it's not the end of the world. If you miss a call, if you miss a text message, we went a long time without ever even knowing who called and we missed probably thousands of calls.
You used to have to wait for a letter to come mm-hmm. from Pony Express.
Yeah, exactly. That's how messages got to us. They were mailed. It's just amazing to think about it, how we, you know, everything's like this now. It's so fast. And it's like, wow, we used to actually write a letter, put it in an envelope, send it. It would take a week to get to that person. And then they would do the same thing. So it might be 2 weeks before you got a response. If that would be fast.
You're lucky. Yeah.
If you're lucky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's like, this is a completely different world.
It's happening so fast. Can you imagine where we'll be in another 5 years? It's incredible.
So. Well, it doesn't have to go 500 years. It's, I mean, this is our lifetime. Within our lifetime that we're talking about. So it can go that, and we'll easily live that long. So we're going to see it.
I think you heard me say 500. I said five years.
Oh, five. I heard, I did hear. I was like, 500.
And 500 years, we'll probably have the reset button. It's like, okay, they made it all the way to the end. Reset.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, 5 years. Well, exactly, because it's going so fast.
Yeah.
It's progressing. Yeah, so who knows? 5 years could be what the last 20 has been.
Absolutely. Technology is just really going. Mm-hmm. All right, should we see what else is out there?
Yeah, exactly.
What else we got, Tiffany?
We have a couple questions for each of you. Ooh. Let's start with you, Tracy. Is it difficult to channel for several hours? You do an amazing job when you do your journeys. Are you able to function post-channeling?
Yeah.
Good question.
I typically try not to go more than 90 minutes to 2 hours. The other night, I went a little over. I almost made it to 2 hours. But by the time I'm past 90 minutes, I start to get a little bit wonky. Mm. But if I do a 90-minute channel, I could be wrap that up and go function and do something else. Yeah, because I don't know if everyone's aware that the Arcturian group collective is the one that they're speaking about that I channel. Mm-hmm. And I call it the one that comes through me, Arcturian Daniel. And Arcturian Daniel is an aspect of me incarnated in Arcturus. So it is me. So now the energy is so familiar. In the beginning, I think it took a little bit more energy because I was getting familiar with it. But now it's so familiar that it's not like it's separate from me anymore. So it's kind of like meditating in a way, but with a little more focus, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to describe that, but it doesn't wear me out. But if I go too long, then it takes me a little bit longer to, I feel a little disconnected for a while, but I think I've got the versions of it that I do down pretty good to where, yeah, I could get up and go drive a car in 10 minutes later. You know, it's fine. So, yeah.
Well, there probably was a time when that you couldn't do that right afterwards.
Yeah. It would take me a minute or two to get back in the body and and just kind of feel anchored back in. But I do this several times a week now, so it's become my normal. So, yeah. And I love it. I love the energy that they bring through. They're a fun, usually very fun and very loving group of beings that are just trying to help all of us find our highest routes. And they're the ones that, I mean, game changer, right? When we start getting into this next idea of what is this world about, we start looking at everything different. And you actually fall in love with life. And you're not looking at the wars, and you're not looking at all the whatever black clouds going on in the world. You're looking at all the good things that are happening, and what an experience this is. And just the experience to touch. Think about that. Think about, what would you miss? What do you think you would miss when you leave? Because that's what the body's about, right? That touch, somebody hugging you, eating a pizza. You know, the flavors, the taste, the taste, all the things.
And the emotions.
The emotions.
Yeah.
So when we really pick up on what a gift all of this is, then you're like, well, I don't want to waste another minute of it. I want to be in this. I want to enjoy it. I want to feel things and touch things. That made me think, I was watching a show on TV with one of the kids yesterday, and there was a scene where the gal had lost her arms from, you know, forearm up. And so they made her new hands, mechanical hands. So she was like a bionic woman.
Right.
And at the end of the movie, she was able to have her hands back. I thought, oh my gosh, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, she can touch again. Oh my gosh, that had to be so strange to not be able to feel. And the first thing she did was touched her daughter's face. And I was like, we just don't get how special that is. And you know, so if that's a message I can give everybody, just start enjoying your body and all the beautiful things that you can feel, see, smell, because that's the gift of being in this form.
I love it.
So
beautiful reminder.
Mm-hmm. What about for your mom, Tiffany? What does she get? And thanks for that question.
That's a good question.
Well, first question, that's not the question, but it made me chuckle. When's your next book coming out? You're welcome, Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, good answer. On to the real question.
We're all just like waiting.
Yeah. What does it mean to have pain on the left side of the hip when moving, sitting, and walking?
Okay. Anything on the left side of the body has to do with the past. So the past in this life, or it could be another life, but probably this life. The hip in moving and standing, I love moving, because you said moving, the hip, anything with that part of the body, the hips, legs, everything has to do with your path and movement on your path. So it's interesting that it's hurting when you're moving, you know, things like that. So what that tells me is usually it's something like maybe you're having hesitancy. There's something about your movement. There's something you want to do, you need to do, but you're not fully going down that road. And the reason or whatever's holding you back is probably maybe a belief. There's something from the past that's doing it. It can be a message from the past. And many times it can be a belief system. Maybe somebody said something to you and you've held on to that, and that's what's holding you back. You know, it can be something like that. So I'd look into, you know, what we would do is look at, when did it start? And that's really, you know, I'm just giving you the broad first, you know, just clues. But what I'd want to know is, when did it start, this pain in your left hip? So if you want to come back with some stuff like that, we can continue on with this while we answer other questions too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you have next?
Man, you guys are so demanding. Oh, it started a week ago. We didn't even have to move on.
Okay. Oh, okay. A week ago. Quick. That's great. So what was going on in your life a week ago?
It's almost like we're waiting for you to respond live. What is it? What is going on?
Okay. So to go on to another question, and we'll see if they say anything. But every time I start talking, after I decline to work on a new case.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. See? Okay. So there's something about the new case. Okay. So it's after you decline to work on that. All right. So I'm doing shortcut stuff here, but they're telling me that you get messages and so I just want you to just ask them or ask your hip what it's trying to tell you. Just ask that question and just the very first thing that comes in, let me know what it is.
I want to ask something with that.
Okay.
So, okay, after you declined to work on a new case, what was the emotion that was going on when you declined that? That's, I
yeah,
think
how
that's
did you feel? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. One of the responses is I work with sick children. So I just want to throw that out there too. But yeah, let's look at the emotions that are going on. What did that case mean? Or is there anything mm-hmm. else that it triggered?
Yeah.
It could be triggering something that went even further back than that. And it's just one more step mm-hmm. in that. Mm-hmm. Poke the bear, get your attention.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
As long as there's a tie-in there, and it's just understanding that. And that's where your higher self, your hip, whatever you want to call it, it will tell you and it'll give you the answers.
Yeah. All right. Do we want to try to do another one?
Or we can try, Tiff.
Okay. I think we've talked about this before, but it's always fun. What was the most memorable QHHT session either of you have done?
The most memorable? All of them. I'm going to generalize something. When the ones that I love is when somebody walks in the office and you can see that they're just in a certain frame of mind. They got a lot on their plate. There's a lot going on. There might be body aches and pains. And when they leave, they are floating out of there. They've had all these aha moments. They realize they could shift this, you know, maybe they get a new perspective of something. And that thing that's been plaguing them and obsessing them is gone. Those are my favorite because they get in there and they're open and they're willing to do that work and look at those things and be open to the possibilities of what this is. And they get a lot of healing and a lot of answers. So I like those.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. And it might be the smallest little thing, things that we, you know, it's like, what's going on? It's not, you know, it's not a convoluted universe session or anything like that. It was a mundane whatever, but it means so much to that person. There might be just one little thing. And that was the key to everything. And it completely changes the life. I mean, because I've felt that many times in a session, I can feel it's like a little, just a little, it's all, yeah. It's something moves that much. And it's like, oh my gosh, now I get it. You know, yeah. It's all I
and
had
it
to
applied happen. To everything. Mm-hmm. I've totally had those where it's like, okay, now the next question is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it goes back to the same thing. Okay. Next question. Da, 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 da. It goes back to the same thing. They got to do. And the answer just starts to be repetitive because it was all hinged on that one thing.
On that one thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. Mine. I mean, and to me, I completely agree with you. The one that keeps standing out to me was one that taught me so much and that I've carried forward. And it was where I was working with this person and it looked very much like they were going to have an ET experience and I was all excited and I'm like, yay, I get to have mine, you know, I get to be a part of this. And we're getting to that point. And then they just say no when I'm starting to ask, you know, a question. They said no, or we're going down that road. And they said, no. And I'm like, why not? And what? And they're like, can't handle. So they said, can't handle. Well, he wanted to know this. I'm sure he can handle this. And they said, no, you can't handle it. And I'm like, what? What do you mean I can't handle it? I'm reading this all the time. What do you mean? And what I heard was, you don't, this is a while back, you don't know how to ask the questions. You don't have the right questions to ask. And it was like, oh man, that was so impactful, because here was something that, you know, I was wanting to experience, and I wasn't able to go down that road because I didn't have the wherewithal to have that curiosity, to have that wonderment, to have the big vision yet, to ask those big, beautiful questions. So I learned so much from that. And that's why I have the curiosity and the that's why I shifted and I changed, and why I teach it now is because I saw it stopped me. That was the higher self that was saying, no, no, you don't. Yeah. You're wasting a session.
Hmm.
You come in here and you don't have the right.
Yeah.
That was like, ouch. So that was memorable in that it taught me so much.
Right. I love that. And those are big moments, because we've got to listen too. So, yeah. Somebody asked what my dog's name was, because Buddy came in.
Oh, okay.
The shepherd's name is Buddy. If you see the husky, her name is Luna. And then the one that sits behind me is Latte. And I can see if we'll see if she wants to come say hello.
I'm sleeping. I'm all warm.
Why do you do this for me? So that one's Latte. And she sits back here. So,
and Rocket's in the sleep in the living room.
What a good baby. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're in a show. I'll go sleep. Yep. Mike's like, oh, you're in a show. I'm going to howl in the walk in and just visit.
Yep. Remember when Rocket used to, you're on a show, let me take over, and he would pull on me, and now he just goes to sleep. It's like, okay, you're doing a show.
Oh my God. I used to have so much fun with that though, you guys. Like, I would call Rocket. He would come and start bouncing around, and oh yeah. I think you got kisses on the face once and all kinds of things. It was great. I miss those days. But it's okay. All right, let's put Tiffany to work.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. I'm here. Oh, hey. The individual that we were talking to earlier said they wanted to change their career, but my mom wants me to take the new case to make more money.
Bingo. Do you see what? Do you see the whole situation? And so the mother is from the past. See, that's what's coming up from the past. That's old belief system. Make more money, do this, make more money, where you're wanting to do something else. And that's what your body is telling you. So what I want you to ask now is, so what do you, let's see, first is, what do you want me to, what are you trying to tell me? And then what do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? So that'll be the meat of it. So just ask that question and just see what happens. Just see what comes in. It doesn't matter what it is. Just see what it is.
Yeah.
But you see how you are on to it now.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's rewind to the update and the energies going on right now. Mm-hmm. Looking for what is right for you and what is wrong for you.
You did say that, didn't you?
Yeah. Sounds like you're right on track for astrology right now, where you're figuring out your breakthroughs and your connections to what's right for you, what's wrong for you, setting those boundaries. All the conversations are so perfect for what's going on energetically. You
really
know,
is.
You love your, I think it was, you said the mom wants you to do it. I'm sure you love your mom and you want your mom to be happy with you. And so then you're going to struggle with that answer, right? Because it's like, well, I don't want to do that. I want to be.
Your mom's know best.
You know? Right. Right.
They know what's right for their children.
That's right. So we want our parents to be happy. We want them to see us, recognize us and acknowledge us. And here she is recognizing and acknowledging you. But yeah, that's a lot. I understand that that's a big decision, because you're going to sit there and go, well, am I just being stubborn? Oh, there's one of the words that came up today. Or do I need to set a boundary? So yeah, this whole show is about you.
It is. It really is. Thank you for personifying everything we're talking about.
It's all right there in your hip. And when you find your answer, that if nobody else's opinion mattered, if nobody else
Exactly.
got to have a say, what would your answer be? And then
Yeah.
your hip
And
would
that's what, when
go.
I told you, that's a question you're asking now. Whatever comes in,
Yeah.
that's your answer.
Beautiful.
Your answer,
This is
nobody
soul
else.
speak. Yeah. So if you guys don't have this book already, I just knocked something down. I did that for you. So anyways, if you don't have this book already, that's where we're getting this method that Julia just used. So wonderful. All right, look at us go. Rock and roll. We're ready for another one.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So this question is kind of talking about how government policies and how it's affecting the culture and how this individual is feeling angry and hurt. And they're asking, how do I spiritually get through this and try to be mindful to all? It is affecting our country and the energy is all over the place at the moment.
There's so many answers for that at this
There
time.
are.
Might get some feedback from this one, but one, why are you trying to? Okay, there was a phrase in there that caught my attention, but now I'm probably going to butcher it. She was saying she's trying to keep everyone in consideration. Is that right? Read some of that back to me, Tiffany.
You guys keep talking. I have to find it again. Hold, please.
Okay. So why she's finding that. It's not your responsibility to make other people happy.
No, and it's not your responsibility to run the country, and you're not affecting the policies and the politics and everything like that. You are, only thing you have control over is you and your world. And your world is this bubble that I always say, it's not my bubble, not my world. There's a bubble. It's just your immediate environment. That's the only thing you have any control over. Ultimately, being this right here, you have control over what you think and how you react to things and your belief systems. We come back to the beliefs again. Your thoughts create your beliefs. Okay. And seeing that all of that is what is creating your world. When you're worried about these things that you have no control over, then you're letting that come in and impact your thoughts and your beliefs and all that. So that's affecting your world. It doesn't have to. And I know, well, this is what's happening. Well, it doesn't have to be. You can actually live in your bubble and have no effect from the politics and policies, and absolutely none. They will not touch you. You have your own government. It's not saying, I am my own. It's nothing like that. You just live it. You are living within your own sphere. What you believe, what you live, that's your thing, your thoughts. Oh, blah, 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 there's that again. But you just live it, you be it. Don't worry. And then all these things, your world changes, and that affects the outside world. Again, back to examples and things like that. Everything we do ripples out.
Yeah.
So, but don't worry about them. You just worry about right here. That's it. What's going on in here? Feed that what you want it to be. And so then that's what it's creating. And then, and really, I mean, I don't know what's going on in our politics. I have no
And
idea. I don't
here's
want to
what
know.
I'm going to say about that. And Tiffany, did you have that phrase for me?
Yeah, so the question was, how do I spiritually get through this and try to be mindful to all?
Mindful to all. Okay, let that part go. And in a beautiful way, bless everyone. Everyone is on their journey. So can we all just trust that if it's affecting someone, if it's affecting you, why? Why is that affecting you? What is it that you're learning from it? What did you set that up for? Why did you design that? Two, if it's affecting other people you care about, have them ask those questions because they designed that. They're part of it because they wanted to experience that for some reason. So it's important to remember that the all that you're speaking about, everyone signed up for the experience they're having with whatever is going on politically. And yeah, just stay out of judgment for those that don't want to be involved in it and look at it and just look at the part you're playing in it. What part is it that you want to have change? How much energy are you putting into it? What is it that you could change that would help you? And for some people, it's just turning off the TV and quit watching that stuff. Because exactly. If you turn the TV off and you're not watching it and you're not aware of whatever politics you're speaking of, did it actually change anything in your personal life? Because people tell me stuff that's going on all the time. I'm like, that's going on. I didn't know that was.
That's my thing. I don't know.
Has it affected me?
This bubble, as I was saying, this bubble doesn't affect it.
Julia taught me this one really well, because I would do that. I think back in the first beginning of our friendship, I'd say something. She goes, well, that's not my bubble. I'm like, man, how can she just ignore that? And then it's like, when I understood it, and I will say that it took me a hot minute to understand what that meant. And now that I get it, I pray that every one of you get it. I pray for you that you get that, because that is a great takeaway. If
it changes everything, doesn't it?
Changes everything. You get what you put your energy on. We can't sit here and say you manifest what you think about and then not apply it to those things.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So create your reality. What do you desire instead of what you're creating with that? And then put your energy towards that desire. And let everyone else do their journey too. And if there's a way for you to help them in the mass way and it seems appropriate, then do so. Yeah. All right. Did we cover that one?
Absolutely.
That's a big question.
The best way that we help each other is by example. You just you live your belief and you just do this, and that teaches others to do the same thing. And can you imagine the world of ripple doing that instead of letting whatever these other impacts, you know, affect all of us and make us go crazy? Like you said, the energies are crazy. That's only because we're allowing other things to affect us. But if you're governing your bubble, it's nice. It's calm. It's whatever you want it to be. It's where you are with it. So you're in control.
And control,
I don't know if that's not the word, but anyway, you're in.
Right. Yeah. You're the manifester of that reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know I've said this before, and I hope I didn't lose the thought. I did. We'll come back to it if I have a comeback. But
we got 2 minutes. Well, they haven't given us a 3-minute warning yet, but according to my clock, we're getting close.
Yeah, we're right there, aren't we? Mm-hmm. All right. Do we want to talk about Thailand? Do we want to talk about?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, now 3-minute warning. Okay. Yeah. Good, Doug. <Thanks. laughs> Thailand. We have a retreat coming up in Thailand, Phuket, Thailand, January 24th to the 30th. It's on the QHHTofficial.com website, just to get all the information. Oh my gosh, we're so excited. It's the first time I've been to Thailand, so I'm really excited about that. It's the first time you've been also, Tracy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's going to be lots of fun. We have a lot of exciting things that we're going to be doing. But the biggest thing, I think, is just all of us getting together.
It's magical, you guys, to get together with all the like-minded stuff. Julia and her team, Jenny, Summer, very powerful group of pioneers making this all happen for us, setting it all up. And, it's just a magical time for all of us to come together.
We got to put Kaya in there, too, because Kaya is very instrumental in the designing of it. Yes.
And probably picking the locations, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. So this little group of four, they create a lot of magic, a lot of magic for these trips. So it's really
fun. Yeah. We want you anyway. So if that's something that resonates with you, go to the site. And if you use the code DREAMTRIP, you'll get a significant discount off of the trip. Off of the blah, 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 see, words aren't coming, whatever it is, the retreat.
Off the retreat.
And officially, it's not on the site yet, but we now have the venue locked in for Sedona in May. Ooh, so nice. That will be on the site very soon.
Wonderful.
So so that'll be exciting. And then anything else? Am I missing something?
If you want to become a practitioner, find a practitioner. Go to QHHTofficial.com. We're getting little notices telling us to wrap it up, ladies. So official, QHHTofficial.com. You can find the trips on there. You can find practitioners on there. You can find out how to become a practitioner on there. Absolutely. So go check it out. And we want to say thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Tiffany.
All the questions and all the fun comebacks. 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds. What can we talk about? I think we should talk about Doug. Doug's our producer tonight.
Yes. Anyway, we love you all. Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Until next time.
Next week we have an astrologer coming on.
We do.
So yeah. We'll see you next week. Come join us live. Bye-bye.